Vanilla Lust. It has been 2 weeks since China and I played together. Lo and behold, she talked me into going roller skating in the park on a Saturday morning. Come on, Casey, keep up, China yells, while looking back. I tried my best to match her speed, but the girl was just too fast. No fair, China. You are like an expert or something. Laughing as I continued to keep up with China, I almost ran a guy over. Hey, slow down, the angry man yells at me after I passed him by. Well, Casey, I guess you're going fast, China said. Skating our way from the park to the boardwalk and then China's house, I was exhausted. Finally, making it up the stairs, I almost fell on my ass. China was no help. She just laughed at me in my time of need. Well, at least if I fall, I would still look cool because my red shades were on. You bitch. I nearly lost my life on your property, I said jokingly. The vice brunette rolls over to me, takes my hand, and helps me to the couch. Aw, I'm sorry, Casey. Did I hurt your feelings? She said to me, smiling. Pretending to pout, I folded my arms, and then China leans over to kiss me. Her soft lips took me by surprise, and when she sat back down, I lunged at her. In between her legs, I couldn't help myself. As our lips were gently touching, along with the sunglasses, my hands naturally caressed her tits. China pulls back, smiling. Oh, you know my nipples are my hot spot. Nodding my head yes, I slowly pulled down the dark vixen's top. Once her nipples were exposed, my tongue begins to twirl around her hard pink high beams. She giggles with a dose of moaning sounds, letting me know that her pussy was getting wet. So, that is your hot spot? I asked China in a calm tone of voice. Casey, are you trying to soak a hole through my panties? Spreading my legs, my eyes begin to look down at China's crotch. No, not at all. I bet you are not even wearing panties today. China is the type of girl that loves to be right, especially when it comes to proving me wrong. She quickly pulls down her shorts and said, See, I got on a G-string. My mouth starts to water looking at China's curves wrapped around that lacy string. Prior to letting my tongue loose, I gently took off our sunglasses. Getting caught up in the moment, I lift her legs in the air, pushing them back towards her head. The chemistry was so strong that we didn't bother to take our skates off. Teasing China, I lick from one ass cheek to the other and then on her pretty panty trail. Breathing hard, she manages to tell me that I was toying with her. Sometimes I do enjoy making her squirm with my tongue, but mostly I just love taking my time to get to her pussy. I stopped licking and asked, Haven't you heard of foreplay? It drives China completely crazy every time I ask her that. She wants me so bad that if I blew in the palm of her hand, China's panties would melt off. Pulling her G-string to the side, my tongue wiggles its way deep inside of her pussy. The brown-haired beauty begins to reach for my head, and I didn't mind. After all, China grabbing a few strands of my blonde hair kind of turns me on. Excited, I tickled her clitoris until it squirted out in my mouth. Tastes like pineapples. Ooh, Casey, I want to lick you from behind. The moment China told me how she would like to dip into my vanilla ice cream, I exploded. My vagina starts to salivate at the thought of her tongue filling on me. The gushiness of China's wet box forced my tongue to swim in her sweetness. Once I lifted my head, she kissed away the cum. Please, put it on my mouth, China begged. I took off her skates and then mine before standing up, facing each other. China hugs me tight and shortly after she removes my bra top, happily exposed. She squeezes my breasts. China kisses all around my nipples prior to moving down to slip off my shorts. Making her hornier, I turned around to shake my ass in her face. At eye level, with my supple bottom, the hot brunette babe bites down on my G-string. Then she spanks my ass, and it felt so good that liquid sugar was leaking out of me. Just a little bit. I bent over China to spread my ass cheeks apart so she could lick me like dripping honey on a sticky treat. Ugh, don't stop, I moaned. Her tongue never ceases to amaze me, and my pussy was purring loud. Closing my eyes, ooh, Ugh, I screeched. She wiggles her tongue from my clit to the anus and back again. As I grab the couch, China stands up and leans over me. Am I still too fast for you? She flips my hair over to one side and starts to kiss me on the back of my neck. I begin to sweat from all of the erotic heat that was flowing over my body. No, you are not too fast for me, I answered. The kisses that China was given led her lips to my back, ass, and legs. When she stopped, I opened up my eyes to see the sexy chick sitting with her legs spread, holding a two-way dildo. Are you ready to play? China asked me that question, and I immediately grabbed the dildo out of her hands. With no hesitation, I eased the glass-colored dick inside of my pussy. Yes! Fuck me, Casey. Diddling her juicy hole, I watched as the cum oozes out on the stiff cock. China's moan sounds so sweet that it commands me to eat her box. Oh, shit, Casey. After munching her into a relaxed state, I shoved the dildo back into China's vagina. With our knee-high socks still on, I fucked China until she pleaded me to stop. Casey, oh, Casey, I'm coming. Her screams were loud enough to stop traffic, which only motivated me to keep going. I sucked my tongue down her throat while taking charge of her pussy. My brunette babe starts trembling from the massive orgasm that I was causing her to have. Sticking the hot rod deep inside of her again, I am going to suck on your pink pearl, I informed China. She breathes hard in a sexual way while my mouth devours her clitoris. Unable to withstand the pleasure, China pushes my head back. Ooh, Casey. I want to tongue fuck you so bad. Moments later, we switched positions, and China starts sticking her fingers in my pussy. My head leans back towards the sky as I felt my vagina lips being spread. Slowly, I could feel her fingers go in and out of my wet box. It made me grip the couch so hard that my nails poked through the leather. Ah! China, I moaned, grabbing me up under my thighs to pull my pussy closer to her face. China dives in as if she was eating sushi. Although, the best was yet to come, pun intended, because China told me to ride her face when she lied down. Hovering over her mouth, I closed my eyes tight while biting down on my bottom lip. I bounced up and down slowly for a few times, but the feelings were so great that I had to keep myself from collapsing on China's face. My leg was about to give out as another wave of milky goodness slides out of my hairless twat. Are you okay? China asked me, since I hopped off of her tongue so quickly. Yeah, I'm fine, I replied. Sitting back, I was high off of the orgasm to where I felt like I couldn't come down. Suddenly, I felt the glass stick inside of me, ravishing my hole. The gentle strokes made me come hard, that a small puddle was forming on the couch. China slurps off the juiciness when she removed the dildo from my body. Damn, China! I thought she was going to eat me into a coma because I couldn't move. That naughty girl pushed the two-way dick up against my clit without insertion. There is nothing like a little clit smacking to keep my libido going. It may sound extreme, but I melt when China licks her fingers and then slaps my clit. My eyes popped open from the stingy pleasure as she stands in front of me. Getting back on my knees on one part of the couch, China bends over on the other side so we can meet in the middle. Holding the dick in her hand, she stuffs it in her pussy on one end, and I backed up to the other head. I looked over at her as we bounced our asses off of each other, moaning simultaneously. I could feel one of her feet on my leg. China picks up the pace as I bend all the way down, letting her fuck me. She moves in closer, sort of riding me backwards, and my pussy was enjoying every bit of it. Both of our hands were planted firmly on the couch as we used it for balance. I started riding the glass stick back, and her moans picked up. Whenever we would bump our curvy butts together, I could feel the sweat that was dripping off her body. My vagina was contracting, sucking in the dildo as I gyrated on it. The creamy sex noises from our cunts sounded like they were chewing on a big pixie stick. Fuck me, China. Fuck me. I couldn't contain myself as my pussy was vibrating. We ended up reaching for one another to hold hands. Our sex can get pretty wild at times. From looking at us, one would think that we were acting out a sexual seesaw, pulling our arms back and forth. We were singing like sexy songbirds, in unison with the moans. China squeals, releasing from our wet embrace, as I sighed from all of the excitement. Taking a small break, we sat on the couch caressing each other's breasts, kissing. I'm not done with you yet, I told the sexy brunette while gently thumping one of her nipples. I didn't say that I was finished either. I just needed to catch my breath, China replies. Suggesting that she lie down, she raised her legs in the air. I shoved the double dildo in her, and then I got on top, pinning her legs down towards her head. I really got to ride China like a pony. While she was moaning, I said, I wonder what we're going to get into next Saturday.